Bonjour tout le monde. En fait, au nom de 5 pays, ils m'ont donné en tout cas l'honneur. Les 5 pays qui sont la Côte d'Ivoire, le Ghana, le Nigeria, le Mali et le Sénégal. Donc, en fait, cette rencontre, on peut se réjouir aujourd'hui. Parce que le point final de tout ce qu'on a échangé, ce sont nos populations. Parce que qui dit autosuffisance alimentaire ou autosuffisance en riz, c'est les populations qui sont les cibles premières. Donc, à ce titre, au nom de ces populations, nous remercions les organisateurs, Africa Rice, CORAF, Banque mondiale, et tous ceux qui sont venus de l'Asie, de l'Afrique. Vraiment, nous vous remercions beaucoup. C'est ce que je disais personnellement hier au directeur de la banque. Je dis qu'on dirait que ce partage d'expérience a un peu tardé, mais ce n'est pas grave. Sinon, ça, je lui ai un peu notifié hier. Je vous dis que ce partage d'expérience va beaucoup servir nos pays et en dehors, nos amis qui se sont introduits aussi, je ne l'ai pas oublié, parce qu'il y a 5 qui sont officiels, mais la Gambie aussi est plus ou moins officielle parce que la Gambie est présente. Donc, si elle est présente, elle se joint aux 5 pays pour faire, en tout cas, 6 pays présents. En tout cas, au nom des populations qui sont ciblées par rapport à cette rencontre. Donc, on peut se réjouir aussi en disant que les objectifs sont atteints. Les objectifs sont atteints et les résultats sont aussi atteints. Ce qu'on peut se dire, peut-être les calendriers qui se sont partagés, il est bon maintenant, au retour de chaque point focal dans son pays, de faire en tout cas un compte rendu fidèle au gouvernement. Les inquiétudes qui sont posées autour de l'aspect diffusion, est-ce que si on diffuse les résultats, est-ce que le gouvernement va les prendre, les politiques, et ainsi de suite. En tout cas, il est bon dans nos comptes rendus d'attirer l'attention de nos politiques ou de nos gouvernements par rapport à ces points-là. Parce que nul n'est intéressant d'avoir des résultats, des beaux résultats, d'atteindre les objectifs et que ces objectifs aillent dormir dans les tiroirs. En tout cas, il n'est pas très intéressant de faire ça. Donc, j'attire l'attention de nos pays bénéficiaires de tout faire pour faire un compte rendu officiel et d'attirer l'attention sur, en tout cas, ce qu'on doit réserver aux résultats de cet atelier. Donc, sans trop monopoliser, en tout cas, la parole, en dernier ressort, nous remercions tout le monde. Et il ne faut pas que ça soit une dernière aussi. Parce que des échanges comme ça, il est bon de les planifier plus ou moins dans un timing qui peut nous permettre de voir ce qui a pu changer dans nos différents pays aussi. Parce qu'aujourd'hui, on est à un niveau, on a fait des partages, donc on va dans nos pays, on va aller s'endormir normalement, aller faire ce qu'on doit faire, et peut-être au bout du rouleau aussi, voir qu'est-ce qui a pu changer. Donc, sur ce, je remercie tout le monde, et je crois que c'est au nom de tous les pays maintenant. Vraiment, nous vous remercions beaucoup. Et je crois que c'est fini.
Au nom donc de mes pères, je voudrais donc vous dire merci. Merci de nous avoir donc conviés à cette importante rencontre de très haut niveau. Après donc concertation, nous sommes arrivés sur un point essentiel, c'est cet échange, cette expérience inclusive entre les pays d'Asie et les pays de l'Afrique de l'Ouest en matière donc de la politique globale du développement de la filière riz au bénéfice de nos populations. Les échanges qui ont porté sur la chaîne de valeur de façon directe avec les acteurs du terrain, les institutions internationales en référence à la Banque mondiale, aux partenaires techniques financiers, Africa Rice, sont donc du ressort à donner satisfaction à l'ensemble des acteurs du secteur privé que nous sommes. Mettre l'accent particulièrement à ce secteur qui est quand même le vivier de toute action de développement économique ne fait que renforcer notre vision en matière donc d'aboutir assez rapidement à ce que nous attendions, c'est-à-dire que les populations ressentent effectivement les résultats que nous attendions. C'est donc une grande satisfaction d'avoir pris part à ces travaux et donc ensemble, nous voulons donc remercier les organisateurs et qu'on ne s'arrête pas simplement à ces conclusions qui sont tirées là, que le suivi évaluation, la continuité en termes de participation effective à l'ensemble des travaux pour qu'effectivement, à la fin, que nous les puissions les mettre en application dans nos différents domaines d'activité. En tout cas, en ce qui concerne la chaîne de valeur, que ce soit les producteurs, les transformateurs, les distributeurs et l'État, avec ses partenaires techniques financiers, en termes d'ouvrages, d'infrastructures, tout ce qui permettra donc d'aboutir à un résultat attendu avec l'expérience partagée avec nos frères venus d'Asie, et nous croyons que cela est possible. Donc, nous vous remercions et nous sommes très satisfaits de cet échange. Je vous remercie.
Okay, good morning. Thank you very much that give a chance for us to present something that we have heard from the meeting on behalf of ASEAN countries that we have Cambodia, India, and Thailand. So we are a big producer, and rice is so important to our countries, the same as it is in Africa. Especially Western Africa. So thank you very much for inviting us to join this meeting or workshop. I can notice that this is very active, very participation from delegates of the meeting, and hopefully that it will come on action somehow. So if I could touch upon something that I noticed and give some remark or intervention for the participants. So about crop research, seed research is very good. I'm very impressed to hear that. But the matter is get start doing something. That and learning process will come. And no matter that it's complete or not, but we can shape it later on. So let's start, and I think that will be a very good point for African country. And another thing will be the activities and that we have heard in discussion. So it's the same as the activity that we mentioned in Asia. But it's a matter that how we link to each other. And to link each step of stakeholders. So we could not have a perfect infrastructure, which we never have even in Thailand or even in Cambodia or even in Asia. But how to enhance ability of the people in the chain. So, like, I could say that the capacity building need to be there in some aspect. So technical aspect, management aspect, and also linkage, create linkage among them, which this could not have in one particular person, but you need to build a team to have the skill and competence people on that step. And later, and develop from what you have learned and implement, because African context might not the same as in Asia. There's some point that you need to develop on their own condition. That's what I could say. And although the capacity building is really important for government staff as well. So they are people, and they need to learn from implementation what is good and what need to be adjusted and what need to be shaped. That on learning process need to be as the whole on value supply. And one more thing is about private sector. We have heard a lot. Private sector is very important in the chain, but they are businessmen. They don't do anything just for free. They need to make profit to be reliable or to be able on the chain. But we need to develop win-win situation. They will not lose, and they will not just having more and gain some point that we need to decide, and is a model need to be tailor-made, I think. And one more thing about policy government, we could not mandate it somehow. But we need, the intention of government doesn't want to do bad thing, intend to do a good thing on development, but we need to work with them, as I am from the government sector. We know that we could not think so perfect, but learning process will do. So we need to shape and we need to come together and set in. Implementation need to give signal or give advice, as my friend from Cambodia has always tell me that there is a black loom that you need to tell your management that is the thing that should be done. And I have one more thing on exchange learning. So here I could notice that in Africa there's so many level on develop. You have very much success in some country. And Asia is very far away. I have been spent a lot, I don't know how long, about 20 hours, 15 on the plane. But you have success case here in African countries. You should learning from each other. Some case they have success in Ghana, in Nigeria, in Mali, and Cote d'Ivoire. And you develop learning floor among them. So this will be my intervention that could give to you. And thank you very much for inviting us to come. And this is my first time in Western Africa as well. So when I have the contact with the JICA, I a bit need to decide that whether I could come deal with my quite tight agenda. But finally, I glad that I came, and hopefully that we can develop network among Asia and Africa, West Africa somehow. Thank you very much.
Bon, tout d'abord, c'est au nom du directeur exécutif du CORAF que je vais prendre la parole. Pour remercier tous les participants d'être venus et vraiment d'avoir, disons, engagé des discussions qui seront très, très importantes pour la suite de ce processus. On est arrivé à des résultats qu'on a discutés hier et aujourd'hui. Je crois qu'il nous faut donc mettre en œuvre ce que nous avons décidé ici, afin d'impulser donc une dynamique nouvelle à cette initiative. L'autre chose, c'est la participation des délégations de l'Asie, les trois pays que sont le Cambodge, l'Inde et la Thaïlande.
Je pense que bon, leur expérience, autant les expériences réussies que les expériences qui ont moins bien réussi, vont nous permettre donc d'aborder cette mise en place des chaînes de valeur avec beaucoup de confiance. Parce que ça va nous permettre de voir où est-ce que nous voulons aller. Je peux dire au nom du directeur exécutif du CORAF que notre organisation est disposée vraiment à apporter sa modeste contribution à ce processus. Et nous ne ménagerons aucun effort vraiment pour, disons, nous impliquer davantage dans ce travail. Il y a beaucoup de choses qui ont été décidées. Je pense que, au vu de la feuille de route, il y a des urgences qui nous interpellent. Donc, au sortir de cet atelier déjà, nous devrons nous remettre au travail pour essayer d'arriver à, disons, satisfaire ce qu'il y a sur la feuille de route et dans les délais. Donc, pour terminer, je remercie vraiment tout le monde. La participation, ça a été une participation effective et dynamique qui ont permis d'arriver à ces résultats que nous avons constatés tous aujourd'hui. Je vous remercie. Voilà.
Donc, je voudrais dire au nom de AGRA toute notre satisfaction d'avoir participé à cette réunion. C'est très rare que je passe 3 jours dans une réunion. Je crois que ça, c'est un gage de l'intérêt que nous avons pour cette discussion, pour la filière riz, mais aussi sur le type de partenariat qui est en train de se construire ici. Nous pensons beaucoup que la bonne voie, c'est de suivre la démarche des pays et de les aider à avoir les bonnes options. Et je crois que nous sommes tout à fait dans ce sillage-là. C'est aussi une très bonne idée d'apprendre de ce que les autres en font, mais tout en se rappelant que ce ne sera pas du couper-coller, cut and paste. Il n'y a pas de blueprint. Mais on peut, comme on a dit dans cette réunion, apprendre de leur expérience, mais surtout coopérer dans la sous-région. Le dernier point, c'est que nous sommes un partenaire de Africa Rice et nous sommes preneurs, nous sommes demandeurs d'un partenariat stratégique autour de cette initiative. C'est pourquoi je suis là. Je pense qu'avec la Banque mondiale, avec la Banque africaine de développement et d'autres organisations, nous avons déjà commencé à parler et ça, c'est une très bonne opportunité pour aligner autour de principes très clairs, leadership des pays, subsidiarité, principe de subsidiarité, comme on dit, subsidiarité, je ne sais même plus si c'est en anglais ou en français, mais qu'on soit stratégique. Une question que je veux souligner, c'est le secteur privé. Je pense qu'on doit faire plus, même le format de la réunion. Comme madame l'a dit, on n'aura pas le secteur privé si on ne comprend pas les enjeux stratégiques de leur implication. Mais nous, on est prêts à cheminer avec vous dans ça. Je vous remercie.
D'abord, je remercie tout le monde d'avoir participé. Je crois qu'on doit prendre ça pas comme une étude, mais comme une initiative. C'est-à-dire qu'on doit avoir une plateforme qui continue à se réunir. Bien sûr, il faut s'impliquer dans les plateformes existantes, notamment le CARD, qui a déjà une plateforme au niveau même africain. Et on est tous membres d'ailleurs du CARD. Mais on peut avoir une plateforme spécifique pour voir comment on aligne donc, tout ce qu'on fait ici en Afrique de l'Ouest. Donc ça, c'est la première chose. La deuxième chose, c'est que j'ai apprécié aussi la proposition de nos amis de l'Asie de dire « essayons d'avoir une plateforme sud-sud, avec l'opération sud-sud ». Et je promets que dans le cadre de la mise en œuvre du WATP, dès qu'on démarre, on va aussi proposer que les équipes de l'Afrique de l'Ouest aillent visiter les 3 pays qui sont venus ici. On va inscrire ça dans le projet pour qu'on puisse faire des échanges et qu'on voit comment est-ce qu'on garde le partenariat. Parce qu'eux aussi, ils ont beaucoup de choses à apprendre ici. Hein? Et donc, ce serait du win-win situation, comme on dit. Donc, voilà ce que je voulais dire et merci beaucoup. C'est un processus. On va se rencontrer encore, certainement en fin mai, début juin. Hein? J'espère que la plupart de ceux qui sont là pourront venir participé. Merci.
Merci beaucoup.
First of all, thank you very much. It was a great experience coming here and sharing the knowledge that I had collected, and I've learned more than I have shared, seriously. And I'm in the next few days, in the next few weeks, as Abdullah said, I'll be traveling to the countries and interacting more to contextualize the learnings more. So I had one appeal for the focal points in each country. I will shortly be coming to all the five, or at least two or three of the countries, and I will need to rapidly do some stakeholder interactions. So I would need your support. I will reach out to you, because I'll be traveling to the countries. I'm just letting you know that when I come there, I will reach out to you, and I would seek your support in each of the countries to get this done well. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I just want to make reference to one of my friends, who most of you know. He's a very important personality in developing strategies for agricultural performance in Africa, and notably in West Africa. And he's called Dr. Yama Mboje. And he has always said something that is of substance. At the end of every meeting, he says, "Ce qui est dit a été dit. Ce qui n'a pas été dit a été dit." So what has been said has been said. What has not been said has been said. So this means that I don't have much to say, but to thank you all for having left your various offices and commitments to come to this, what I would call a very, very wonderful workshop. And wonderful, I qualify it as being wonderful, because we have dealt with a very, very complex subject. We have been floating between the rice value chain and the rice self-sufficiency. These are very, very complex subjects that we have addressed in this workshop. Now, the significance of having this workshop, I would say here, and I continuously say this is a research institution, because we also want our partners to understand that we're not doing research for research sake and what we call blue sky research. We're doing research for development. And that's why we have in this workshop different categories of stakeholders, even though some of them were missing at the beginning. I think after the first day, I had discussions with Abdoulaye Touré, and we insisted that we should have the producers here, we should have the distributors. They should all be part of this discussion. If we're talking about a value chain approach, I think we should have all the different categories of stakeholders that are involved in this particular institution. In terms of the results, we might seem to have come out a bit confused, and we had a lot of discussions on the end, what happened. But I just want to say that let's be happy. We've done a lot of analysis, a lot of thinking, which normally people claim to say it's done by research institutions, but as we can say, research could be done by anybody. And when we have all these different stakeholders here, we have all done research. So what are the outputs of the meeting, or the results? The first is that we have had a better knowledge of the performance of the rice value chain in Asia through the experience that has been shared with us by three countries that are obviously major rice-producing countries. That's the first result. And also, we have had a better understanding of how, through the implementation of the national development strategies, how we are African countries are addressing the rice value chain. And this, obviously, we have listened to five countries. So knowledge is one thing. Very important is a result. Knowledge. Everybody that goes out of this room today would say, I have gained some knowledge on how value chains are performing in Cambodia, in Vietnam, and in India. And everybody here would say, at least I know what's happening in Mali, in Ghana, in Nigeria, in Senegal, and in Cote d'Ivoire. So knowledge has been acquired. For some of us, it's new knowledge. For some of us, it's just additional knowledge. So I think that is one very important result of this meeting. A second important result that we could talk about is during the group work, we came out with a lot of recommendations, which there's so many of them that we couldn't actually summarize them and put them here. Now, I would call them stroke policy options because the objective of the workshop is to actually define policies or suggest policy options that we could take up to our decision makers. So we have recommendations, stroke policy options that have come out of this meeting, and they're not small things, they're big things. These are important results of analysis, thinking, hard work, 4 days. So we shouldn't minimize that. And obviously, the aim of this is, and we have spoken about it, is so that we can translate these recommendations or policy options into real policies through various processes. And this is actually coming out clear through the various perspectives or the way forward that we have actually defined here during this meeting. So, results, we've got very good results, and I think we should congratulate ourselves and say we have achieved the objectives of this meeting by 100%. I would specifically like to thank our Asian colleagues who have come all the way from Asia. And I think for most of them, it's the first time in West Africa. Thank you very much. And I'm including Jaika as well. He thinks he's an African, but we want to remind him that he has one leg in Africa and one leg in Asia. And it's important, Japan, so that he can make the connections, the links. And I know he does it very well. In all the discussions and the fora that we meet in, we have this very frank argument. But that's Hiroshi, and we know that we are learning a lot from him. Thank you very much, Hiroshi. Thank you very much, Cambodia. Thank you very much, Thailand. India is absent. I had discussions. I would also like to specially thank the focal points. It's not an easy job. When you're within the research sphere and then you're dealing with governments, and I have been very, very impressed, especially Ghana, with the speed that they have taken up. And when I was listening to you guys presenting CIPRISA, I was saying, I wouldn't have done any better. But I think it's important, even though we might have doubts on, you know, where this is taking us to, but I think the basic understanding is that it is something that we could use, and we can discuss on how to use it best, because that's the question. How to improve it, and I think a lot of discussions have come out on that. And it's for us, it's for you, and it doesn't belong to Africa Rice, it's your property. And we want to use this tool as a way of engaging with our country, one more tool for engaging with the countries. And like I said, it's important. That's the only way we can talk about uptake and sustainability. Otherwise, we'll just be dancing around and coming back to the point where we left. So thank you very much for your brilliant exposés and your participation. Greatly appreciated. I would also like to specifically thank the private sector. We might need to do some more, and I agree with Fadel when he said that even with the structuring of the program, we need to make sure that we create space so that you could be had more or better than what we've had. So we've taken it at the top level. You have conducted presided sessions, but I think we would need more of your interventions and would create space for that. You're business guys, and it's hard to get a businessman to leave his business for 4 days. 4 days. It's, you calculate it in terms of money. It's something. So we really appreciate your presence, and we're going to continue calling you to these occasions. And please calculate the cost benefits, and we will see how we can arrange that later on. But you have to be there. For those who are economists, maybe I'm talking nonsense. I've used a return of investment, cost benefits, whatever it is. It's all money. And we want you all to start calculating some of these things and integrating it into your business plan, because you know how to talk about it. But you have to be here. What I want to say about us research folks, we are not, I've always said from my experience that, and we always say, research, agriculture is a business, research is a business now. Research, we're saying public sector, but we know what's happening. No government can give us the money to do quality research. So please, what we do is we deliver products and services. They have a cost, don't forget. Our varieties that we develop are very expensive. So if you want them, give us at least 1/3 of the benefits. That's all what we're asking for, so that we can do quality research and produce more for you. We want you, and that's why we want the private sector to be here to hear us and listen to that and say, if we can't do quality research, you will never have the products. You will have to go out, and you know when you go out what happens. But we know that homegrown things are better than what we import, and we're expecting you to look at it that way. We thank you very much, researchers, for your patience. You've done, some of you have come from Madagascar, Senegal, various places. We've had the assistance of the communication people. I would like to say special thanks also to Naomi. And I know I'm saying that. Allow me to say special thanks to Naomi. Naomi was sick. She was at the foundation of all of this. And I was told that she was ill, and I said, oh, she can't have done all of this and then not come to the workshop. But in the end, I don't know what she took as medicine. Maybe she took some African potion. But anyway, she's here, and we're happy and that you're here. Thank you. Thank you very much. I shouldn't forget a man who has been under a lot of pressure, and we're still pressuring him to say that he has to go around to the countries. No, we're going to have country focal points, and they're going to help a man do the job, whether you like it or not. And obviously, last but not least, I would like to thank, again, I say it, some people say Africa Rise, but CORAF and the World Bank for giving us the opportunity of organizing this workshop, hosting the workshop out. Well, organizing it, because Marcel was involved. And it started at Aseni, no, where was the meeting? Yeah, the first Watipe meeting. And for all those who know Abdoulaye Touré, he's never satisfied. He never argues, but he comes back and says what he wants until he gets what he wants. So we're happy to have him and his team around, and they've done quite a lot of work. I said last but not the least, the most important people here, I would like to give them a special thanks. And once again, with this, I would like to...
No, don't close. You forget somebody very important, Marcel, who did all his masterpiece of all this, organized everything. So really, and I know all the people also behind you and also all the support you got from you.
So, sorry Marcel, but I think it was even fitter for Abdoulaye to do what he did. Thank you very much. So, once again, I would like to thank all of you and wish you a very safe journey back to your various abodes, and we hope that we'll be back here to discuss further on this. It's not the end. And on this, I would like to declare this workshop closed.